Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Water is Wide by Pat Conroy. Read by Jeremy Arthur.
This book is dedicated to my wife, Barbara Bowling Conroy. The water is wide. I cannot get oar. Neither have I wings to fly. Get me a boat that can carry two, and both shall cross. My true love and I. British folk song. The river is deep, the river is wide, milk and honey on the other side. Michael, row the boat ashore. Chapter 1. The Southern School Superintendent is a kind of remote deity who breathes the purer air of Mount Parnassus. The teachers see him only on those august occasions when they need to be reminded of the nobility of their calling. The powers of a superintendent are considerable. He hires and fires, manipulates the Board of Education, handles a staggering amount of money, and maintains the precarious existence of the status quo. Beaufort, South Carolina Superintendent Dr. Henry Piedmont had been in Beaufort for only a year when I went to see him. He had a reputation of being tough, capable, and honest. A friend told me that Piedmont took crap from no man. I walked into his office, introduced myself, chatted briefly, then told him I wanted to teach on Yamacra Island. He gave me a hard stare and said, "Son, you are a godsend." I sat in the chair rigidly, analyzing my new status. "I have prayed at night," he continued, "for an answer to the problems confronting Yamacra Island. I have worried myself almost sick. And to think you would walk right into my office and offer to teach those poor colored children on that island. It just goes to show you that God works in mysterious ways." "I don't know if God had anything to do with it, Doctor. I applied for the Peace Corps and haven't heard. Yamacra seemed like a viable alternative." "Son, you can do more good at Yamacra than you could ever do in the Peace Corps. And you would be helping Americans, Pat. And I, for one, think it's very important to help Americans."
"So do I, Doctor."
We chatted on about the problems of the island. Then he said, "You mentioned that God had nothing to do with your decision to go to Yamacra, Pat. You remind me of myself when I was your age. Of course, I came up the hard way. My folks worked in a mill. Good people, both of them. Simple people, but God-fearing. My mother was a saint on earth. I worked in the mill, too. Even after I graduated from college, I went back to the mill in a supervisory capacity. But I wasn't happy, Pat. Something was missing. One night I was working late at the mill. I stepped outside the mill and looked up at the stars. I went toward the edge of the forest and fell to my knees. I prayed to Jesus and asked him what he wanted me to do in my life. And do you know what?"
"No, sir. What?"
Then Dr. Piedmont leaned forward in his seat, his eyes transformed with spiritual intensity. "He told me what to do that very night. He told me, 'Henry, leave the mill. Go into education and help boys to go to college. Help them to be something. Go back to school, Henry, and get an advanced degree.' So I went to Columbia University, one of the great universities of the world. I merged with a doctorate. I was the first boy from my town who was ever called doctor." I added wittily, "That's nice, Doctor. You remind me of that boy I was, Pat. Do you know why you came to me today?"
"Yes, sir, I want to teach at Yamacra."
"No, son. Do you know the real reason?"
"No, sir, I guess I don't."
"Jesus," he said, as if he just found out the stone had been rolled back from the tomb. "You're too young to realize it now, but Jesus made you come to me today."
I left his office soon afterward. He had been impressive. He was a powerful figure, very controlled, almost arrogantly confident in his abilities. He stared at me during our entire conversation. From experience, I knew his breed. The milltown kid who scratched his way to the top, Horatio Alger, who knew how to floor a man with a quick chop to the gonads. He was a product of the upcountry of South Carolina, the Bible Belt, sandlot baseball, knife fights under the bleachers. His pride in his doctorate was almost religious. It was the badge that told the world that he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?